This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Nepal Oil Corporation raises fuel prices by 15 rupees per litre. Transport entrepreneurs demand fee adjustment. Newly elected House of Representatives members taking oath of office and secrecy. Rashtriya Swatantra Party said to elect Balendra Shah as parliamentary party leader. And oil prices rise higher after Iran rejects direct talks with the US. Now the news in detail. Nepal Oil Corporation, NOC, has increased the price of petroleum products by 15 rupees per litre, effective from today. According to NOC, the price of petrol, kerosene and diesel has been increased by 15 rupees per litre due to rising international fuel prices. Earlier, the price of petroleum products was adjusted on the 15th of March. With the revision, petrol now costs 184.5 rupees on the first category, 186 rupees under second category and 187 rupees per litre under third category. Similarly, diesel and kerosene would be traded at 164.5 rupees per litre on the first category, 166 rupees per litre on the second category and 167 rupees per litre on the third category. The first category includes Charali, Biratnagar, Janakpur, Amlikganj, Bhalbari, Nepalganj and Birganj. Similarly, Surkhet and Dang are in the second category, while Kathmandu, Pokhara and Dipayal are in third category. Meanwhile, transport entrepreneurs have demanded a fare adjustment following the rise in fuel prices. The Nepal National Federation of Transport Entrepreneurs said increasing diesel and petrol costs have made it difficult to operate public transport. The federation has already drawn the attention of the Department of Transport Management. It warned that continuing operations at a loss is not sustainable and may lead to service disruption. The federation also said operators could be forced to charge fees as per departmental recommendations if adjustments are not made. Newly elected members of the House of Representatives are now taking oath of office and secrecy. The oath is being administered by the House senior most member Arjun Narsingh KC of the Nepali Congress at the newly constructed multi-purpose hall in Simhadarbar. President Ramchandra Podal had administered the oath to KC yesterday. According to the Federal Parliament Secretariat, 47 lawmakers will take the oath in their mother tongue, including 17 in Maithili. In the March 5th elections, the Rashtriya Swatantra Party secured 182 seats, followed by the Nepali Congress with 38 and the CPN-UML with 25 seats. The Rashtriya Swatantra Party is holding its Central Committee meeting this afternoon at its Banasthali office in Kathmandu to elect its parliamentary party leader. Joint General Secretary Bipin Acharya said the meeting is expected to choose senior leader Balendra Shah for the post. The meeting will take place after newly elected members of the House of Representatives take their oath. The Rashtriya Swatantra Party, which acquired 182 seats in the recent elections, is said to lead the next government with Shah as Prime Minister. The Nepali Congress has announced the schedule for its 15th General Convention to be held from the 2nd to the 5th of October. The party's acting Chief Secretary Krishna Prasad Dulal said a nationwide campaign to distribute and update active membership will begin from mid-April across all wards. Membership verification will be completed by mid-June and the final list will be submitted to the Central Election Committee by mid-July. Ward, provincial and district-level conventions will take place between August and September ahead of the Central Convention. The National Sports Council had suspended the All Nepal Football Association, INFA, and its executive committee for 3 months. According to the council, the suspension was imposed because INFA failed to follow directives under the National Sports Development Act and National Sports Development Regulations, and did not implement decisions or comply with legal provisions. The National Sports Council said the action was taken after INFA conducted its election process without obtaining the council's permission and failed to operate according to the law. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Oil prices have risen sharply as hopes of de-escalation and the Iran conflict fade. Brent crude futures climbed nearly 2% on Thursday to over $104 per barrel after Iran denied engaging in talks with the Washington. Asian stock markets opened lower, with Japan's Nikkei 225, South Korea's Kospi, and Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index all posting losses. Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi said in a state media interview that Tehran was not in direct talks with Washington and had no intention of negotiating for now. In response, U.S. President Donald Trump claimed Iran's leaders were afraid to admit any negotiations and warned that Iran would be hit harder than ever if it did not accept military defeat. The closure of the Strait of Hormuz, through which one-fifth of the world's oil passes, along with attacks on energy facilities in the Middle East, has driven global energy prices higher. Oil is now more than 40% above pre-strike levels, and analysts say prices may continue rising until shipping through the strait resumes, despite efforts to release emergency reserves. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump has announced that he will visit China on the 14th to 15th of May after delaying the trip due to the U.S.-Israel conflict with Iran. This will mark the first visit by a U.S. president to China in nearly a decade. According to the BBC, Trump also plans to host Chinese President Xi Jinping in Washington later this year. He said officials are finalizing preparations for both historic visits. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt confirmed the dates, adding that Leader Xi had accepted the request to postpone the trip so Trump could remain in the U.S. during current combat operations. The visit, originally scheduled for the 31st of March, was postponed following U.S. and Israeli strikes in Iran, which resulted in the death of Iran's supreme leader. Beijing has not officially responded to the new dates. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy conditions in the Himalayan regions, while the hilly regions will see partly cloudy weather. It will be mainly fair in the Tarai region. There is a possibility of moderate rain or snowfall with thunder and lightning at a few places in the Himalayan regions of Koshi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, and at one or two places in the remaining hilly and Himalayan regions of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Nepal Oil Corporation raises fuel prices by 15 rupees per litre. Transport entrepreneurs demand fare adjustment. Newly elected House of Representatives members taking oath of office on secrecy. Rashtriya Swatantra Party said to elect Balendra Sai as parliamentary party leader. And oil prices rise higher after Iran rejects direct talks with the U.S. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.